Our next guest is we're also doing video. So if you want to go to your YouTube channel at the Power Hour Radio Show, you can see we're going to have these videos up. I'm sure it's going to be electric. Talking to him a little bit here before the break. He has a point of view. He has something to say, and so we're excited to have him. Conviction is king right now, and people like Dr. Robert Rowan have lived their life and seen their convictions be marginalized. They have seen their work be marginalized, and some of the people that could help get this message out will ignore him and put him in a box and put him in a corner. Joyce has had him on, you know, many times. Maybe I've interviewed him. I don't know. I don't remember all the people I've interviewed, but this is certainly the first time I've seen him because, you know, we got the video on, the video that we have. It's a very pleasure to have him on. He is world renowned as an expert in ozone therapy and promoting it and getting people to know about this. We're going to talk about that and so much more today with Dr. Robert Rowan. Doctor, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. It's an honor to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start, you know, maybe your history. Let's just give a background. Who are you a little bit, you know, for our audience? We haven't talked to you in a while. And how did you get into ozone?
It goes back to when I was in medical school in 1974. I was in UC San Francisco. I got very I'm not a depressed person, but I got very depressed because I went to school to learn how to heal people, and I felt I was being trained to be a pimp for the pharmaceutical whores and just pump people full of chemicals, and I almost quit. But I decided to stick it out and look for ways not to give people synthetic petrochemical pharmaceuticals. And one thing led to another. I just was open to things, and in 1986 at a meeting, I saw an ozone machine and I looked at it and I said, ozone, it's an oxidant. Aren't we supposed to be scared of oxidants? And they didn't know what they had, the company. They gave me some materials. I took it up to my room. I couldn't put it down. I was up till 2 a.m. reading it. I said, this is incredible. And I went to the exhibit hall in the morning, 30 minutes early to be first there to get that machine. So I got the machine, and with my first treatment in 1986, it changed my medical life because of the incredible improvement we saw across the board in almost every person we treated. And that's how I got into ozone.
Wow. I can remember, I don't remember what the year was, maybe 1990, maybe. I was in Atlanta, and that's where the headquarters of CDC are. And on the news, I've told this story a couple times. On the news, I can remember it so clearly. They mentioned that the CDC was doing a study, 8 people who had AIDS at the time, you know, called AIDS, HIV, whatever, and they were on death's door, and they gave them ozone, and 3/4 of them, so 6 of them, were still alive 6 months later. And they were like literally, you know, a week from dying. And I thought, wow, that is amazing. And then never heard another word about it. never.
But well, you're going to hear a word about this because, especially from the mainstream, because you're dealing with something that actually heals. It promotes healing. Our results with Lyme disease, which is almost untreatable by conventional medicine, because it comes back if you use antibiotics, or most of the time it does, our results are stunning. They're not 100%, but they're stunning. Our results with circulation, with chronic fatigue, with even infection. I haven't openly treated COVID. Nobody we've seen so far has tested positive, which is just fine because I don't want to be broken down and, you know, my door's busted down. But I'm treating them myself personally by my own hands, at people who have symptoms. And the people get better so fast, it's stunning.
I'm going to segue a little bit. We'll get back to your story about ozone. You mentioned COVID. You mentioned coronavirus. Let's talk about that a little bit. I went to a store yesterday, and literally the lady working there would not let me into her store. There's nobody in the store, nobody except her. I was told I could not go in the store unless I had a mask on. And let's talk about masks.
Maybe I should put some toilet paper up here so that I can talk to you and you don't have to worry about getting it. All right. There is a value to the mask, and there is potential danger. COVID is spread by droplets, and we're learning, and I doubted from the beginning that it was spread by services. I just didn't accept that. And
what do you mean services? What do you mean? Like touching? Surfaces.
Okay. Yeah. Like touching this.
Yes.
Just
touching
coffee
cup, ladies and gentlemen.
Proper hygiene will protect you from that kind of thing. But droplets in the air. As I speak, I am emitting droplets. Why? The vocal cords are vibrating. And that vibrating puts droplets into the air. And if the virus is there, it's going to come out. Now, you wearing a mask isn't going to protect you from that if you're close. It's just not going to, unless you have an airtight seal.
Total. Like a hazmat seal or something.
Yes. So it's not going to protect you. But what the mask that you're wearing does is it's going to protect the next guy from you coughing or sneezing on him, because then you're projecting those droplets out many, many feet. So there is something to be said for the mask, but this hysteria over the mask, I think, is overblown.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me interject with a question. We had another guest, Doug Rocky, who was in the 3rd Infantry Military. He was involved with the Olympics, their protocol for NBC, nuclear, biological, chemical weapons expert. He says that the virus that we're talking about, the bioweapon, COVID, whatever you want to call it, is so small that the holes in the masks, it'll go right through the mask. The mask is really not stopping the virus from getting through. Your perspective.
I agree. That said, I mean, that's why I said you on the receiving end, it's not going to do you a lot of good. But if I'm on the giving end and I cough or sneeze, the mask may block the force of it so that it won't travel so far.
So it won't go out. So the cloud, for lack of a better word, the sneeze cloud won't be as big, basically, is what you're saying.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay. Especially when this began and we were told, oh, this is the end of the world. Millions of people are going to die. This is the worst thing since the Spanish flu. There was such a juxtaposition in my mind as I went to small stores. Okay, small stores, mom and pop stores were forced to close by governments, but yet Walmart was open. They got blue things on the floor. Everybody has a mask who works there. And they said, if we stay 6 feet apart, we're going to be safe. And it just hit me. It's just like, I mean, if this thing is the whole thing sounds preposterous.
The virus is smart. It only goes out 6 feet.
You're exactly.
1 inch, okay?
Yeah.
It's a really intelligent virus. And it seems to be more infectious in Walmart, or excuse me.
Less infectious.
Less infectious at Walmart and Target and Lowe's than it is on the beach 10 miles from here.
Yeah. That's one hell of a virus, buddy. That's one hell of a virus.
Yep.
Okay, so you thought that was ridiculous too. I'm not in an echo chamber here. We came to Florida for Memorial Day. You know, we got family here. That's where I am right now. If you can't see behind me, but behind there is the Gulf of Mexico, which is one of my favorite places on earth. For Memorial Day, the place was packed. People are tired of being at home. People are tired of this being in fear or being told to be afraid. What is fact and what is reality when it comes to this virus? I mean, should we be paranoid and living under a rock, or should we just be cautious and kind of just, you know, use some common sense? Where should we lie here, in your opinion?
Remember, I'm approaching this as a clinician. I'm a physician clinician. I think this is way overblown. I think it is hysteria produced by the conventional media, which is driving this for nefarious reasons. That's my opinion. Yes, coronavirus is going to take lives. Flu takes lives. Flu takes 50,000 lives per year, maybe. Coronavirus is approaching 100,000, even if it took 200,000 lives. Is that worth the devastation to the economy and the lives of people, which is probably going to result in many more deaths than that, just due to the devastation? Now, it is transmissible. There are groups that are at greater risk. I'm 70. I'm at greater risk, but I'm not scared of this. Nursing homes should be scared of this. That's an issue. People with immune problems. So they should be doing what they can to protect themselves. Maybe they should be staying at home. But the general people, nah. I mean, I think you're going to cause more problems forcing people to stay at home and denying them exercise in the state parks or being on the beach or social human contact than what we're going to see if some cases are transmitted. The virus only has a 0.2% mortality in the latest statistics.
That's low. That's very low. All right, let me tell you about a situation I encountered. Okay, we're here at this condo at this vacation place. And there was obviously the elevator came. I got in the elevator. There was other people in the elevator. One lady was obviously by herself. Another family was there. And then we came in. The lady literally shrinks into the corner, pulls her shirt above her face like that, and starts looking at me like I'm, you know, the Grim Reaper or something. I don't know. And she has this bug-eyed look at me, and I'm so sick of all this. Of course, I can't keep my mouth shut, right? So I say, are you okay? Is something wrong? That's what I said to her. She said, well, some people don't know that there's a pandemic out here. I guess you're talking about me, right? You know, I guess you're talking to me. And I said, you know that doesn't do anything. Your shirt's not going to stop a virus or anything. She said, well, yeah, probably, but it makes me feel better. I'm like, feel better? So are we shutting down? Is this a microcosm of we're shutting down our whole economy so a few people feel better? I mean, is that really what we're doing?
This is the feel good depression. that's exactly what's happening. And I feel so much for the restaurants that are closed forever and the mom and pop stores that are closed forever. I mean, the toll this is going to take, suicides are up. I think more people are dying of suicide in our area than are dying of COVID. And this is really sad. And by the way, COVID is treatable, in my opinion. And again, you're talking to a clinician. You introduced me as an ozone expert. My group cured or remitted 5 cases of the most lethal disease on the planet. It's called Ebola. 5 out of 5. We reported it and published it, and no conventional media even gave it a wink.
Let's talk about, you know, we talked to, I'm trying to tread lightly here, but before we went live, we kind of discussed this a little bit. Talk about your experiences. You cured Ebola. I mean, we can use the word cure. You eradicated it in 5 people, supposedly the most deadly disease in the world, as you said, and you couldn't get anybody with a major media outlet to even know your name. Explain kind of what you went through and kind of your feelings through that process.
There is a man right now who's trying to help me with COVID. He has spent hours, probably 40 hours so far, tracking down news media emails, major media emails, journalists, legislator emails. He sent out hundreds, if not thousands, of messages on the possibility of using ozone for COVID. And he hasn't gotten one response from hundreds, if not thousands, not even a reply. I put out the word on Ebola, including the article, and it's published in the African Journal of Infectious Diseases, incidentally, and it's on my website, drrowandrsue.com. And we put it out to many, many media outlets, including big name radio people. Not a response.
Not even a response. Not even a, well, thank you, but no thanks.
Not even a response. No.
You did this in Africa. Obviously, that's kind of where the center of Ebola is. You're a clinician. How were you received in Africa? Let's ask that.
We were invited by the president of Sierra Leone. We were well received, and he put us out to his underlings, and they said, go out and treat. And then while I'm out at the Ebola treatment center, training doctors how to do it, a call comes in from the Ministry of Health to the head of the treatment center, if you value your job, there will be no ozone at the treatment center. I felt like I was kicked in the gonads. You can't imagine it. I really lost my cool. And I don't lose my temper easily, but I lost it. And I said, people here are going to die. And sure enough, a doctor did die. This, I believe, and I was told later, this was orchestrated by the forces of pharma through the World Health Organization, desperate to shut down the ozone project, because if we had openly shown that ozone was as successful in curing Ebola, the most lethal disease the world has ever seen, that it would have changed the face of disease maintenance to healthcare instead of disease maintenance, which is what we have today. So I left very dejected, but even despite the shutdown, we managed to get the five cases. All five responded very quickly. We just called it rapid resolution.
Very quickly? What's very quickly? A week? A month? 6 months? What? A
couple days.
Whoa. I mean, so they went from basically death's door, or where were they in?
We got them early. Thank God.
We got them relatively early.
Yeah. We got them early when symptoms were just starting.
Okay.
Ebola goes like this. It goes along fairly level, slight decline, and then as soon as you get symptoms, within hours to a half of a day or more, you crash and you go
off
right
a cliff, basically off a cliff.
And if you're down at the bottom of that cliff, you have a 60% chance of death. I don't want to get the person there.
Right.
I want to get the person earlier on when their body still has some function left. That's where we got these five patients. All five did really well. And the chances of that happening by chance are less than 1%.
You mentioned the WHO. Who are these people? They're walking around like they're God. I mean, since when did they come down from Mount Sinai like Moses with a tablet and dictate to the rest of the world what the truth is here?
Maybe since Bill Gates gave him hundreds of millions of dollars. All right, you need to look at Bill Gates as well. I don't know who these people are, but I think they're in bed with pharma. And I think they're stooges for pharma. And I think all of this is orchestrated at a higher level by the people, the underlings are simply marionettes for a higher, more nefarious force. This is just my humble opinion.
Well, I don't want to go too far. I don't want to paint you in a corner. You answer as much or as little as you want. Nefarious force. Nefarious for what? Are we talking control? Are we talking health? Are we talking what? Keep big pharma? What?
We don't have health. We have a system that's disease maintenance. No one has been able to name me a single synthetic petrochemical pharmaceutical drug that cures a disease. Leave out antibiotics. Put antibiotics to the side. What other drug cures a disease?
I don't, if you're asking me, I'm at a loss. I don't know.
It's disease maintenance, and that's the system we have. And to me, that's nefarious, because God provided us with all kinds of natural substances to support our body to heal. They're not pushing that. You don't see them conducting studies on vitamin C, although there might be a couple where the studies are self-funded. They're conducting studies on what's going to rake in billions of dollars in vaccines or chemicals. Ozone is not patentable. You can't make a lot of money on it. The cost of a treatment that we use for Ebola, the cost of a single treatment is less than a dollar. And those patients were better in 2 to 3 days with three treatments or so a day.
Wow. Let's go back to the mask, because we're about to come on a break. I want to kind of finish that thought, and then we're going to go into ozone a lot on the other side. The mask and oxygen. I guess it all is related, right? Oxygen. I'm seeing people at Walmart, one poor lady, the cashier, she's older. She's about to literally have a stroke wearing that mask all the time. I'm like, I told her, I said, you're getting lower oxygen to your brain. You got to get some oxygen. I mean, you're a clinician. I mean, talk about the importance of oxygen and what these masks are doing to people if they're sitting there wearing them 8 hours a day at work.
The mask is increasing what we call dead space. Dead space is the volume of air that does not get exchanged with the atmosphere. Out here in the atmosphere, there's oxygen. But if I only moved, say, 50 cc's of air from my mouth to my lungs, let's say that's 50 cc's, and I just took the tiniest breath of 50 cc's, let's say I did it 1,000 times, so I'm getting enough volume, but I'm not getting fresh air. That's dead space. It's not, it hasn't been exchanged. So with the mask on, you're getting air that has not been exchanged with the atmosphere. So you're rebreathing carbon dioxide, increasing your acidity. And you may be lowering your oxygen a bit. For somebody who's got respiratory or circulatory problems, this may or may not be significant. It's of concern, but it's increasing the dead space, which is not good for breathing. It's not good for your body.
I can't remember the last time I wore a mask of any length of time, but when I did remember the fact that, boy, I had to keep taking it off my nose so I could breathe. You know, I just felt like I couldn't get enough oxygen. I mean, I'm a tall guy. I'm a big guy. You got to have some oxygen here. I just wasn't getting it.
Also, your moisture is being held in that mask. So that's a breeding ground for germs, just from the moisture that you're putting into the mask. Maybe you're rebreathing germs, which you shouldn't be rebreathing. Maybe you're breathing in fibers from the mask that should not go down to your lungs. I don't know. I'm not saying yes or no on that. I don't like these masks, but I do like them in the sense that right now, I don't want people coughing and sneezing on each other. That's very, very reasonable.
You're a clinician. The virus itself, we've had many people talk about its origin. It seems like it was ready for humans, meaning there wasn't a progression from some bat to a human over thousands of years or hundreds of years, that it was a GMO virus, for lack of a better word. Do you have any sense of that? I mean, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know.
The virus, an identical virus, was synthesized in Wuhan lab in 2015, and they published it.
Whoa. There's the music. But we're going to get back to that on the other side. We're going to find out about that publishing in Wuhan. Dr. Rowan, URL again. Your web address.
Dr. Rowan.
Very good. Stay tuned.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. They would see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
We're continuing with Dr. Rowan. Before the break, we were talking about the virus, the nature of it. You mentioned a study in 2015. Why don't we just continue there?
Oh, wow. This was a really good study on a coronavirus that they actually synthesized.
What does that mean?
Human-made.
Okay.
Humans made it.
I got you.
Lab. This virus that they made then was virtually identical to what we have today. From what I can read, it's not the exact same virus, but it's an identical virus. And they said that.
Wait a minute, hold on. What did you just say? It's not an identical, but it's not identical, but it's the same. What do you mean by that? I'm not a virologist, so I don't, you know, talk to me like I'm a.
I understand. Let me give you a metaphor, the best that I can do. I have identical twin daughters. They have the same DNA, but they're not the same.
Okay.
Somebody made a virus that was basically identical to what we have today. And they said that it was very difficult to treat in animals. Vaccines didn't work. No known drug worked. And it was made. This is published. And you can go to my Facebook page and scroll back and you'll see it. Now, they said that vaccines, very difficult. Vaccines for coronavirus, very difficult.
Why is that?
I can't answer that. That I can't answer. But look, the common cold. There's no vaccine for the common cold.
Correct.
Flu vaccines suck. You know that. They're terrible. At best, you get partial coverage. Coronavirus, I believe, is going to be the same. Maybe the virus mutates. You can get a cold today and then 5 weeks later get another cold, a different virus. So I don't have an answer for that. On the other hand, while they're trying to make antiviral agents, ozone, and I published it a couple months ago in the Journal of Infectious Diseases and Epidemiology, a peer-reviewed journal. I published an article called A Plausible Penny-Costing Treatment for Coronavirus, Ozone Therapy. Why? Because if you give ozone by the method we gave it to Ebola, it costs less than a dollar per treatment. So it's in the pennies range. And it's an ideal antiviral. Why? Because the virus, and here's my metaphor. You need your fingers to get into a cookie jar, to open up the lid and get in and pull out the cookie. The virus has fingers on it. It's called spikes. And it needs those spikes to get into your cell, which is the cookie jar, dump in its gene, and then replicate. If it doesn't have those fingers, it can't get into the cell. The fingers are made of amino acids called cysteine and tryptophan, and also lipids, all of which are extremely vulnerable to destruction by ozone. Ozone comes along and it chops the fingers off. Now you have a virus without any fingers. It cannot open the door. It cannot open the cookie jar to the cell, and it's dead in the water. Now, the good thing here is it still may have immune properties, so your body can mount an immune response to a totally inactivated invader. Wouldn't that be nice? Think about it.
Okay, so, I mean, we've had other doctors on talk about the ACE2 receptors in the lungs. That's why the lungs are so vulnerable, because the spiky, you know, if you've seen that picture, the spiky coronavirus comes along and like it puts its fingers right in those receptors.
We're chopping off the spikes.
And so you're saying that, you know, plausibly, if you chop off those fingers, it's basically just sitting there. Your body still has the ability to have an immune response to it, but it is not being attacked at the same time. I mean, this sounds like, oh my gosh, this is like the greatest thing since sliced bread.
That's how I see it. Yes. It's ideal. To me, it's the ideal antiviral. It chopped its spikes off. It renders it much less infectious, but the particle is still there. The immune system can still see it and generate a response. That's how I see it.
You mentioned Lyme disease earlier. Obviously there's a lot of back and forth about Lyme, Connecticut, about the, you know, whatever. Plum Island. I don't know if you want to get into that or not. I don't know.
That's but, real conjecture.
Well, I don't know. Right. I don't know what's true, what's not true. I wouldn't put anything past anything, but what I do know is a lot of people have that Lyme disease. Talk about that and the what's it called? The mitoplasms or the
mycoplasms.
The mycoplasms. Explain how it kind of burrows in your body. Right. It stays there and then comes back. Explain that and how ozone handled this.
There is right now, we're facing an epidemic in this country, and I think it's worse than COVID, of Lyme disease and co-infections of mycoplasms. We call them stealth infections. They're infections that don't kill you. They maim you. A smart infection doesn't want to kill you.
Right. It's like Viet Cong. You know, they don't want to kill people. They want to injure somebody in the patrol.
Yeah. The virus, if you're dead, the germ will die. So it doesn't want to kill you. So it maims you. And like you said, the Viet Cong, they would rather injure you. So that takes four soldiers out than if you're dead, because the four soldiers have to carry you back. Well, our goal, what I do, is to support the immune system. I believe God gave us an immune system to overcome these things. And ozone assists that. Ozone helps the body several ways. The fundamental force of healing is oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. Never forget that word. You need oxygen. Oxygen is what makes energy. It's what makes the electricity in your cells. That's what you're breathing for. And it's a long way from oxygen out in the room to the last cell on the tip of your finger. It's got to go through a long way. Ozone stimulates the red cells to deliver and dump more oxygen into the tissues. Ozone improves red cell flexibility so that they can squeeze through even smaller capillaries to deliver their payload. The capillary is smaller than the red cell. It's got to squeeze. Ozone improves mitochondrial oxygen consumption, meaning more energy production. Ozone is directly toxic to bacteria and viruses. It inactivates them. It destroys them on contact. Ozone modulates the immune system. Ozone increases nitric oxide production. It's a vasodilator, improving circulation. But the important thing to me is it modulates the immune system. COVID is killing people by what's called a cytokine storm. The immune system overreacts. That's how Ebola killed. The immune system comes out blazing with its howitzers, and it knocks you out too. Ozone tempers that. It modulates it, so it brings it in back into balance.
Mm. How long have you been practicing this in California? I mean, you have a practice where you're doing this. People, I think, would be surprised to hear that. How long have you been doing it?
I started ozone in 1986 in Alaska when I met my wife. I moved here in 2001 and continued. So we've been doing ozone here for
20 years about. How have you been received? Have people harassed you? Have they knocked down your door? I mean, what has been the response?
Oh, the public loves it. The patients love it. They seek it out. They want it. We haven't been harassed. I mean, thank God and that California, I got a law passed in Alaska protecting alternative medicine, the first in North America when I was there. Mm-hmm. California adopted a similar provision maybe 10 years later, just when I got here. It was really perfect. And I want to thank the medical board for honoring the spirit and intent of that law. They have done a good job doing that.
So if somebody wants to see you, they just come to your eye. What's the typical person come to you to seeking ozone treatments? I mean, why would they come to you?
I see a lot of pain. I see a lot of osteoarthritis, potential knee replacements, headaches, back pain. So they'll see me, and ozone can really help that. I have a YouTube channel with about 500 patients telling their stories about what ozone did for them and how we saved them from surgery or drugs or narcotics. You know, I'm a general physician. I don't write prescriptions for narcotics.
It helps with pain. How does it help with pain? Because it gets blood flow to the problem, or I don't explain that.
Pain is a sign. It's a warning sign. There's inflammation. Well, why is there inflammation? There could be a low-grade infection. There could be lack of oxygen. The cells can't repair. Remember I told you what ozone does. It improves oxygen utilization. So it's stimulating the body to repair, and that lowers inflammation. Lower inflammation, you lower pain. So that's one of the main reasons people come to us. Another is Lyme disease, chronic fatigue. And I told you all the mechanisms of ozone. When you have infection, your white cells need 50 to 100 times more oxygen to fight the infection, and they don't have it. Circulation is compromised where there's inflammation. Ozone is helping this, so it can help your body recover and overcome the infection. That's how I see it.
The last interview we had, his name was Robert also. It's kind of funny. And we were talking about the, you know, kind of medical industry, what have you. It's kind of the same discussion. I mean, the quality of people that we have on the show, like yourself, like Robert Redfern that we just had, they're all saying basically the same thing. The medical industry is compromised, is about health, it's about maintenance. It's not about actually health. It's about, you know, putting you on a monthly payment plan. That's basically
yes,
what it is.
Yes. It's pharma, PHARMA. Pharma is farming, PHARMING, you for profit.
That's provocative statement, Doctor.
That's what's going on. We are being farmed, PHARMED, for profit.
Wow. I mean, somebody's listening to this. We have a pretty good size audience here. How should they take this? I mean, you're still part of the medical establishment to a degree, but yet the medical establishment is letting you down. I mean, how should people take what you just said?
Common sense. My daddy taught me common sense. And think about common sense now. I asked you before, and I'll tell you what. I'm going to hold up something to you, if I can find it. Here we go. What am I holding up to you that you can see?
And that's a $100 bill. Looks like Benjamin Franklin on the cover there.
It's a real $100 bill. Printed, of course.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Anyway, go ahead.
I will give that to the first person who can name me a synthetic petrochemical pharmaceutical, leave out antimicrobials, that can cure a disease?
I have no idea. I'm the wrong person to ask, but I have no idea. I don't know if anybody wants to call in and take that challenge.
Let them call in and take a challenge. And, you know, the best that a doctor could do, and I asked for a chronic disease, the best that a doctor could do was he gave me some congenital condition that might respond to an NSAID drug. Very rare. But that's, I mean, we have millions of people on this in this country on chemicals, on drugs, synthetic chemicals, from non-steroidal anti-inflammatories to synthetic steroids to narcotics and antibiotics. All of these are chemicals. I mean, what one of them actually cures a disease? Your audience should begin thinking about this. We have antihypertensives. There's a lot of people on hypertension drugs, blood pressure, antihypertensives. Does that cure? No, you're on it for life. We have people on anti-cholesterol drugs, statins. Does that cure? No, you're on it for life. Are you getting the picture?
There's such controversy about statins. Some people have called it the worst drug ever invented, the number of people that's involved with it. It's shuttering the liver. Some people talked about the cholesterol myth, that there's actually people with higher cholesterol actually live longer. Maybe you have no context of it. What's your feeling about the anti-cholesterol statins? Sorry, yeah.
I have not written one prescription for a statin drug ever, except in a patient with a familial high cholesterol of over 700.
Does ozone affect this?
Ozone may lower cholesterol, and it lowers inflammation, and it improves circulation. You need to treat 80 to 100 people for a number of years with a statin drug to allegedly save one life. In the meantime, you've poisoned his mitochondria, because statins poison mitochondria, and it may lead to brain dysfunction and other problems. I have not written a single prescription for a statin drug. Statins poison your liver's ability to make coenzyme Q10. CoQ10 is critical for mitochondrial function. That's making energy. And doctors are ignoring this. Pharma is ignoring this. In fact, Merck knew about this. It was so important, they actually had a patent on a combined statin, CoQ10 drug, and they didn't use it.
Why?
Beats me. Maybe, see, to me, the whole vaccine issue, vaccines and drugs, the whole system is set up to give you chemicals which create side effects and toxicity, which make you come back to the system to be farmed, PHARMED.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm reading between the lines what you just said, and that is a very, very, I mean, you said a lot of provocative things today. That is a very, very provocative thing you just said. I wouldn't vaccinate my dog. That's me. I mean, that's my personal, that's how I feel about it. We're hearing this talk about a rush for a vaccine for coronavirus. That just scares me to death. They're going to I already don't trust vaccines. Now you're going to rush to create one in an emergency situation. I'm not trying to put you in a corner. I know people don't like to answer these kind of questions, but I think we should be a little wary if we're talking about a rush vaccine for coronavirus. I would be a little skeptical. What's your take?
I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't even think about it. Right now they're installing 5G everywhere. 5G is untested for safety of any animal, including humans. And yet they're putting it in schools. We're going to be smothered in it. It's like a haze, and it invades your house and you can't keep it out. They're going to be rushing to vaccines. The vaccine industry is injecting our children. Our children have a high rate of autism, allergies, eczema, chronic disease. No one has ever conducted a study on all-cause mortality and morbidity in vaccinated versus unvaccinated children. It hasn't been done, yet they're pushing more vaccines on us. No safety testing for what these things are doing to us. It's lunacy. And the public is being lulled like the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper is there making his music, and the sheeple are following this in my opinion, off to the farming, P-H-A-R-M-I-N-G, slaughter.
Are you scared about what you just said? You said it like you weren't. I mean, some doctors that come on, they don't even want to talk about this because they're scared. You don't seem scared.
You know, truth is truth. And I have to live my truth.
Wow. My hat's off to you. I mean, you're in a lot. It's one thing for me to say that I don't have a license from a medical board or anything. I applaud you so many ways of what you've done. It's really an honor to talk to you. We got a few minutes left. I want to go back to ozone. I want to go back to Sierra Leone. I want to talk about Africa. Describe a little bit of that. What was that all like? How did you get down there? What was the scene and kind of what we missed about that story?
I recruited a friend, Howard Robbins, to come with me so we could train doctors on.
Well, how did you go down to begin with? I mean, did somebody? No, I mean, who? I know. I didn't think you flapped your arms, Doc. Who invited you down? The president? I mean, how did they?
President. We met the president twice. He invited.
Here in America?
No, Sierra Leone.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Pick up there.
I would love to get to Trump on this. It would change everything. Almost. Within 3 weeks, it would change if I could get to Trump on this. The president of Sierra Leone invited us. He actually got a treatment. And then he wanted to see this out there because his fellow countrymen.
What was that like? What was that like giving a treatment to the president of Sierra Leone? I mean, he was obviously receptive. I mean, tell me how that went.
It was the first head of state I've ever met. We were not allowed to shake his hand because there was no touch. Ebola meant no touch.
Right.
And when the treatment is done, Howard did his treatment. Gloves were worn, of course. He wanted to experience it because he wanted to see what his countrymen would experience with the treatment. He was a good man to do that. And he took it. Things went very well. And then he said, get out and start doing it. And then underlings shut it down.
When you were shut down, did you then, you know, there's probably different layers. You couldn't exactly go back to the president and say, hey, they're shutting us down or what?
Too late. It was the damage was already done. I tried. I did try. I wrote his aide. I did everything I could and got no response.
Wow. 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 Do you think that? I know for my personal experience, because I've had a lot of health problems in my life. I know how I've seen over the last, you know, 30 years I've been dealing with this, how things have changed, how alternative medicine has been more received, more open. People have experienced it more. From your perspective, do you think the dam is about to break on this type of information, or is it locked down as ever?
The dam is there and the water is up to the top. Is it going to break? I don't know. Pharma and the henchmen are doing everything possible to stifle information and keep people under the grip of chemical-based medicine. You don't make money by getting somebody well. You make money by keeping somebody on your synthetic chemical for the rest of his life. That's one reason why they're not even developing many antibiotics. Antibiotics are a short-term treatment, 8-10 days. They want people taking your statins and your blood pressure pills and your antacids forever. And then you get complications from these, and they need to be treated. It's the greatest Ponzi scheme ever.
Ponzi scheme? That's a... I'm really amazed by your straightforwardness and your honesty. It's not just because I agree with what you're saying. I mean,
It's truth. It's just truth. It's truth.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but it takes conviction. I mean, you've stood in the face of, you know, a tsunami of adversity to what you've done. And yet you're still standing here spouting. I mean, obviously the hand of God has been on you, or God has got, or something divine has guided you and put you in the position where you're talking about this. Have you felt like that?
I do believe that. I do. And there are attacks on me. I'm not going to deny that, serious attacks. But I do believe that to this point in my life, I'm trying to do God's work.
Give us your website again.
DR for doctor, DR Rowan, R-O-W-E-N-D-R-S-U, my wife, .com.
S-U, not S-U-E, just S-U.
Right. That's her last name. S-U.
Dr. Rowan, Dr. Sue, .com.
Right.
Okay.
I have a Facebook page, Dr. Robert J. Rowan, and I have a YouTube channel. You got to type in my full name, my name. Go to YouTube and type in Robert Rowan MD channel. You want to go to my channel. You don't want to see the videos made of me. You want to see the videos made of my patients. And that will take you to over 500 videos of patients telling stunning stories. Some of them I do before and after videos. They walk in crippled and they waltz out of the office.
Wow. People obviously are going to be interested in coming to see you. What's a typical treatment cost?
I spend an hour and a half with all new patients. That's just, I mean, you're getting quality from us, and third parties don't pay because we don't do what they want us to do, which is get you out the door in 5 minutes and give you a chemical. If I do a knee, for example, I'm not going to talk about it.
Turn that feed down, Todd. Todd, turn that feed down.
But like you come back to me a second time for a knee treatment, $170. Usually within six treatments, your knee is so much better you don't need a surgery. Usually, not always.
Wow. Fantastic. People can get in touch. Dr. Rowan, Dr. Sue, DR. Dr. Rowan, Dr. Sue, SU.com is the website. It's been a pleasure talking to you and actually get to see you. This video thing, we're gonna do better and better with this. So this, I'm very much looking forward to this. I also pronounce safety upon you and God's hand upon you to guide you to do your work. And to really speak the truth. They always, you may be able to speak power and truth, and they may penetrate people's ears, and nobody will molest you to doing it. And God bless you in also your work with Ozone. So thank you. Thank you much, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of the week, Dr. Tenpenny will be on here. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. We'll see you here in a couple of days. Stay right there, Doc.
Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.